With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. There's been a major venue ruling by a Texas judge in a credit card late fees case.
A federal judge in Texas has accused the major banking industry groups and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce of venue shopping in their lawsuit against the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. At issue is a new regulation that slashes credit card late fees from an average of $32 to a cap of $8. The CFPB had argued the only reason banks filed their lawsuit in Texas was to increase their chance of a favorable ruling. Judge Mark Pittman agreed and said in a ruling that choosing a court for a lawsuit is not like a continental breakfast where plaintiffs get to pick and choose. Pittman transferred the case to Washington, D.C. I'm Norman Hall.
Evidence is being gathered about what led to this week's bridge collapse in Baltimore. A cargo ship lost power and issued a Mayday call moments before it hit the Francis Scott Key Bridge early Tuesday, causing the span to fall into the river. Maryland Governor Wes Moore tells WMAR recovering from the bridge tragedy will require everyone's help.
We need every single Baltimorean and we need every single Marylander to join us in this work to rebuild this bridge and rebuild this city. And that work is happening as we speak.
Also at SRNNews.com, FTX co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried sentenced to 25 years in prison following the company's cryptocurrency collapse. Fried was convicted of fraud and conspiracy 4 months ago, and federal prosecutors were seeking up to 50 years in prison. Fried was convicted of illegally using client and lender's money to pay for various things, private planes, land in the Caribbean, and bribes to Chinese officials. He was also a major political contributor and donor to the Democrats. This is SRN News. Our special Holy Week series continues as we focus on a disturbing trend among young people in our country. Biblical scholar Dr. Jeremiah Johnston says despite some skepticism by a number of Americans, the truth about Jesus' life, death, and resurrection is solidly documented in the Bible.
We have a growing number of individuals who believe that the resurrection of Jesus is a non-essential belief. 33% of Gen Z right now in the United States thinks that it's optional to believe that Jesus physically, bodily rose from the grave. What does the Bible tell us? In an incredible passage, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 through 8, Jesus died for our sins, but it doesn't stop there. He rose again. That is the gospel. We're not to add to it. We're not to take away from it. We've got to get the gospel right.
Dr. Johnston says millions of people will get it right on Easter Sunday. This is SRN News. Thursday was a record-breaking day for the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones indexes on Wall Street. More from correspondent Seth Sutel.
Wall Street coasted to its latest winning month and quarter by rising to more records. The S&P 500 rose 0.1% Thursday, adding to its all-time high set the day before. The benchmark index roared 10.2% higher in the first 3 months of the year as the market continues a nearly unstoppable run that began last October. The Dow rose 47 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. Miller Knoll sank almost 19%. The furniture maker gave investors a weaker-than-expected earnings forecast for its current quarter. Treasury yields inched higher in the bond market following several reports on the economy. Seth Sutel, New York.
Disneyland shut down after someone scattered human cremated remains. It happened on the Star Wars attraction, Rise of the Resistance. More details at SRNNews.com.